Yeah.
Man, that debate last night was, Pence is a sharp man. Pence whooped that ass. Pence whooped that black ass. But before we start the show, let me show you this China virus survivor t-shirts. Celebration of our great leader, our great presidents. He kicked Corona, Chinese virus, Wuhan virus, that dollar store virus's ass.
Yeah.
They can only be bought at officialhorsetwins.com. Remember, you can always use discount code Chinese virus. I'll give you 20% off. Yeah. Let's get back to that debate, man.
Yeah, man. Everybody, we already know Kamala Harris, she wasn't picked for her qualifications.
Yeah.
They picked her because they thought she was black. Right? Her mama's from India. Yeah. Her daddy's Jamaican. That's why she selected. And that showed last night, that woman is not qualified to be vice president of the United States.
She had me fooled a little bit, man. She came off like an angry black woman last night. She came off real condescending. Just snobbish. I mean, I doubt black or white people like you on the left or the right. I mean, you just came off like a B-I-T-C-H. Sorry for all the Christians I just offended. But that's the way she came off. Now, Pence, on the other hand, he was calm. He was He was cool. He was collected. He had his emotions intact.
Yeah.
And he was calm throughout the entire debate.
And you know what I noticed? Pence, they tend to cut Pence off towards the end because Pence had more to say.
Right.
She didn't cut off Kamala Harris that much because she kept repeating herself. She didn't have nothing to say.
Yeah. Which, you know, everybody, let's just look at these debates from the debate with Trump and Biden to Kamala and Pence. The reason why they got it down to 2 minutes for response, because they're catering to Democrats. They don't have much to say. They don't have no policies. Yeah. They don't have any ideas. So conservatives, Republicans, they have a whole lot more to say. They need a lot longer than 2 minutes.
You know what's crazy? She stood and exploited the deaths from coronavirus, right? She keeps mentioning how over 200,000 people died. She keeps exploiting that, using that to try to gain votes. And it's crazy. When it came for the time to say what her and her administration would do differently, what did she say? She said testing and tracing. I'm like, damn, ain't that what the current administration been doing the entire time?
Yeah.
They want to blame Trump for what happened, right? They want to blame him for the coronavirus, but they have no different ideas on how it should be handled.
Yeah.
You know why? Because Trump's not handling the virus. He's going by the information he's getting from the scientists.
Yeah.
Their administration, Biden and Kamala, if they should become president and vice president, they're going to follow the same advice.
Yeah.
But why are you blaming Trump for what happened?
It's a damn virus. It's a virus. You can't stop a virus.
Yeah.
One man, the president, can't stop a virus. Democrats, you can't stop a virus.
Look, the president of the United States caught the damn Chinese virus. That should tell you this virus cannot be stopped until it works its way out.
Yeah, you can wear the mask. You can take all the necessary precautions you have to, but it's no guarantee that you're not going to catch the virus.
Okay, enough of that woman. She's horrible. I was looking at this on CBS. I changed it up. I didn't watch CNN. I, for some reason, I was on CBS.
Oh, I was watching on CNN, and the commentary after on CNN was horrible. It was talking about how Pence was talking over people, how Kamala won the debate. I'm like, did you just watch the same debate I watched? That was one-sided.
Yeah, I caught it on CBS, and Gayle King, this woman.
You call her Purple Rain.
This woman is putrid. This woman is horrible. As soon as they come on, they start talking about the debate.
Don't even tell them, man. Just show them the video.
Man, check this out.
At one point when they were talking about systemic racism, I think it's very interesting timing that a fly would land on Mike Pence's head at that particular time when he said that there really wasn't systemic racism. I saw the fly basically go and say, what? I mean, it was very interesting. I still keep going back to that fly. Because, you know, number one, I've never seen anything like that. It was a fly of color, too, that came at a very, very opportune time. And that is a Saturday Night Live skit waiting to happen on Saturday.
Man, that's crazy. That's just too much purple for me.
Purple lipstick. I mean, was that purple or was it lavender? It was purplish tinge, whatever.
It was light purple.
It would have purple glasses, purple lipstick, purple dress. I mean, what's up with all this damn action? And much. Then she's actually
too much purple for me, man.
Yeah, man.
I got triggered as soon as I saw it. I said, man, what's up with all this damn purple you got on?
Right, and she's actually leading the conversation about the debate and how it went. Yeah. And she keeps bringing up this damn fly. She called the fly of color.
Now, if Trump would have said that, they'd call that man racist. He just referred to a fly as a fly of color. He's comparing black people to flies.
Yeah. And they're ironic. She kept saying it was ironic that he was talking about there's no systemic racism in this country. Yeah. And then she calls the fly of color. I have, to this day, have never seen a white fly. I think they're all black.
If you do see a white fly, you better run like hell. Yeah,
I bet you that damn thing poisonous. But why would she made everything about race, fly of color? She kept repeating it the whole time. Her white counterparts who was on there was like, man, they start left like, damn.
Yeah,
you leading this conversation and all you can talk about is this damn fly? Yeah,
they're like, oh my God, we picked you because you was black and now you're talking about a fly.
Yeah, that's why you got your job, I guarantee it, Gail.
Yeah, which, you know what? I'm all for trying to help black people to get more positions of authority. I mean, we, you know, when it comes to when you're comparing blacks to whites, I mean, there's a huge, you know, difference in, you know, our economic backgrounds of our families. And I'm all for trying to help black people get in better, higher positions to show black people in that community that our lives do matter. But when you pick a black person, make sure that black person is qualified.
Yeah,
she's up there on nationwide TV talking about a damn fly of color.
She says it's going to be a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, it's going to be you. Yeah. You're going to have some black woman dressed in all purple. Purple glasses, purple dress.
Yeah.
Probably even give a purple hair. And you're going to talk about a damn fly of color. That's the thing. On the left, y'all don't concentrate on what's important in this country.
Yeah.
The real questions they should have been asking or what y'all should have been talking about after the debate. Y'all focusing on a damn fly.
Yeah, and Mike Pence, the way he handled that debate last night.
He was amazing.
He was amazing. He stirred that. There was a moderator there, but the entire time, Mike Pence is such a strong debater. He was in charge of that whole debate from the moment it started.
Even though those questions asked by that moderator was steered to favor Kamala Harris, and he still destroyed that lady. And that woman came off like a snob. She was just sitting there, just dumbfounded, just caught speechless a number of times. Yeah. And she actually let him talk because, again, she didn't have nothing to say. That's called Pence,
yeah,
he whooped that ass.
He whooped that ass. He whooped that liberal ass.
Trump 2020.
Yeah.
That was a damn good show.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.